the link right to your phone. We'll start off in Taiwan. Sora News says a new flavor of ice cream has gone on sale at PX Mart, which is all over Taiwan. There's like 1,000 stores. New flavor of ice cream is chicken nugget ice cream.
Oh.
The vanilla ice cream nuggets are coated with fried chicken crust and cornflakes. Each tub sells for $5.44. Very specific amount. Chicken nugget ice cream. We had Faygo ice cream yesterday from Brown Dog Creamery. I don't think that, Sean and them and Steve and them are working on a chicken nugget ice cream.
Man, see, everybody took that mac and cheese ice cream and thought they could just turn anything into ice cream now.
I guarantee you, if you Google this, right now, someone's selling it here in the States on eBay for $30.
Yeah, it's probably sold out everywhere else.
Chicken nugget ice cream. This sound gross to you?
Yeah, I'm not trying. No.
You wouldn't try it?
No.
Yeah, I love... Who doesn't? You love chicken nuggets? We all love chicken
nuggets.
Right, yeah. But not ice cream form. So I know it's summer, but I figured first day of summer, maybe a little bit of summer school. I'm going to do a math problem for kids who are listening right now that involves chicken nuggets. Because you want to, like, you know, allow kids to visualize this.
Right.
So work with me on this. I have 10 chicken nuggets, and Jimmy tries to steal one. How many chicken nuggets do I have left? Do the math.
10.
I have 10 chicken nuggets, and Jimmy tried to steal one. How many do I have left? Come on.
You have 10. You're over 10.
Okay, he tried to steal one.
He tried.
There's 10. He tried to steal one. So you're saying 10?
Yeah.
Technically, that's correct. The correct answer is 10 nuggets and a dead Jimmy. Remember, kids, it's all in the details. You got to show your work, man. How did you kill Jimmy when he tried to eat your nuggets?
That's pretty good.
Right, there you go.
That's pretty good.
Teach your kid that one. Finn, you're welcome.
Yep.
Uncle Jim will be over to teach math later. Right. Second story, Ryan.
All right, big breakthrough in the scientific world with everything going on in the world. This is the studies we need. Scientists were studying vertebrae animals and saw that they could breathe through their butts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now, they believe humans, we have the ability, if need be, to breathe through our butts.
If you listen to the Before Six Club, we talk through our butts.
That's what I said. This is very good, because I've been doing that for years, so breathing should be nothing for me.
Do we have that audio from Ryan?
Right, dog breath, because when I get finished with you, you're going to be farting out of your mouth and talking out of your butt.
Okay. What do you mean we breathe out of our butts?
It says we can breathe out of our butts. Possibly. They're going to do more human trials on this. How do you get involved in that study? I quit my job. What are you going to do? I'm going to be a butt breather.
I've heard of mouth breathers and everything else. Butt breathers?
Yeah, that's the that's the new USFL team coming to here.
Yeah, the Michigan butt breathers. The new one. Okay. Really?
Yeah. Well,
you can breathe through your butt.
But out of everything going on, this is the real stuff we need to nail down.
I agree.
Just in case things break down.
Hold on. Do you want to hear what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Hold on. You ready?
Yep.
Do we? We have, listen, quiet. This is what it sounds like talking out your butt.
I'm a catch, Jim.
Okay.
That was quick, mind you.
Things Alex says for 100.
Hey!
All right, last story. A guy in the Mekong River in Cambodia caught a fish. So what? It's the largest ever freshwater fish. A freshwater stingray. 661 pounds. It's 13 feet long. Has a mouth the size of a banana. They did tag it and put it back. Seriously, they caught it. They were actually on the river trying to find like abnormally large fish. When this dude hit this thing, 661 pounds.
Whoa.
And he got it in there. I was trying to figure out, they tagged it. So, yeah, they're trying to find out its behavior. A 661-pound fish.
That's
a stingray. That's what I was joking about. They caught a Corvette. First thing, me being a gear, going, how do you catch a Corvette in Cambodia in the river? That's some bad driving there, dude. 661-pound fish. I'm not the best fisherman.
Yeah.
But I do know this. If you're going over after really large fish, there's a very specific way. And the guy did disclose how he did this with his boat. It's weird. Huh? You fish a lot.
Right.
Okay. You use Copenhagen? You've ever seen this technique?
No.
These guys do this in Cambodia all the time. They take Copenhagen, like, the tins of Copenhagen,
yeah.
Chewing tobacco, dip.
Right.
They sprinkle it all the way around the boat. The key is you got to go all the way around the boat. You may use two cans based on how big the boat is.
Right.
You put that in the water. You let it sit for a couple minutes. And the only thing you use is a baseball bat. You know why?
Why?
Well, when the fish come up to spit, you hit them.
Woo!
Wow.
long way to go. I don't think Donnie's coming.